2002年，普通高等学校招生，全国统一考试，英语听力试题。这是2002年普通高等学校招生，全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案画在试卷相应位置。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。请看听力理解部分第一节。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's £9.15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有5秒钟的时间读第一小题的有关内容。
I like to read Chris Paine.
So do I. I hear he writes on his computer, and his new book will come out next week.
Great. I've got to get one as soon as it's out.Know that Michael Owen has won the France football's Golden Ball Prize?
Not a surprise. He had 20 goals this season.
I am so tired. I spent the entire afternoon shopping for a heavy coat for Jimmy.
This time of year? Don't you know it's summer?
Yes, I know.But he and Billy are going camping in the mountains, and it'll be cold up there.
Hello, may I speak to Mrs. Arnold?
Speaking.
This is the Sparkle Company. You're one of our lucky housewives chosen to receive a free soap.
That's very nice of you, but I would rather go on using what I always used. Thanks just the same.Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a double room.
How many nights do you plan to stay with us?
3. I'll check out Friday morning.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面5段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读每个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6至第83个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
How come David is always so full of energy?
He has a strange but highly effective way of sleeping.
What is that?
He takes a short sleep for an hour every 6 hours and has a total of 4 hours of sleep each day.
Where did he get that strange idea?
He read it from a book which said it was the best way for human beings, and he believed it.
How many hours do you sleep a day?
I need at least 7 hours. I once tried to follow David's example, but it never worked out for me.
If I sleep during the day, I can never wake up.
Not everyone is a David, I guess.
How come David is always so full of energy?
He has a strange but highly effective way of sleeping.
What is that?
He takes a short sleep for an hour every 6 hours and has a total of 4 hours of sleep each day.
Where did he get that strength?
He read it in a book which said it was the best way for human beings, and he believed it.
How many hours do you sleep a day?
I need at least 7 hours. I once tried to follow David's example, but it never worked out for me.
If I sleep during the day, I can never wake up.
Not everyone is a David, I guess.
When do you want to leave for that seaside town, Martha?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave Friday after work. It's a long drive, but I'd rather get there late Friday than midday Saturday. We have 3 days off this time, after all.
How long is it?
5 or 6 hours.
Say you leave at 4:30, right after work. You'll be there around 9 or 10.
I suppose so, and we could still have a good night's sleep.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and T-shirts.
You don't think it's going to be a bit cold at night at the seaside?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat, just in case.
Hope you have a good time there. When do you want to leave for that seaside town, Martha?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave Friday after work. It's a long drive, but I'd rather get there late Friday than midday Saturday. We have 3 days off this time, after all.
How long is it?
5 or 6 hours.
Say you leave at 4:30, right after work. You'll be there around 9 or 10.
I suppose so.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and T-shirts.
You don't think it's going to be a bit cold at night at the seaside?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat, just in case.
Hope you have a good time there. Thank you very much, Miss Timms. That helped me a lot.
I'm glad I could be of some help, Carlos. Let me know if you have any more questions later.
I will. And thank you for giving up your coffee break to help. I know you need one after teaching 3 classes.
Oh, I don't mind. Teaching is what I love most.
Well, goodbye and thanks again.
You're very welcome, Carlos. See you in class Monday.
Thank you very much, Miss Timms. That helped me a lot.
I'm glad I could be of some help, Carlos. Let me know if you have any more questions later.
I will. And thank you for giving up your coffee break to help. I know you need one after teaching 3 classes.
Oh, I don't mind. Teaching is what I love most.
Well, goodbye and thanks again.
You're very welcome, Carlos. See you in class Monday.
What does our program look like for tomorrow?
Let's see, a meeting with Bill Lyons at 10 in the morning, and all the paperwork is ready. Then a trip to the National Lab at 3 p.m, and at 7 in the evening, we're having a dinner with Mr. Cooper, manager of LG Company.
Another busy day. But please don't plan anything for Saturday. I'm going to watch a basketball match with my family. What does our programme look like for tomorrow?
Let's see, a meeting with Bill Lyons at 10 in the morning, and all the paperwork is ready. Then a trip to the National Lab at 3 p.m, and at 7 in the evening, we're having a dinner with Mr. Cooper, manager of LG Company.
Another busy day. But please don't plan anything for Saturday. I'm going to watch a basketball match with my family. Mrs. Winfield, thank you very much for allowing me to visit your wonderful garden. It really helps me a lot to write an article on Dorset Gardens for our... Now, I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Yes, sure.
Could you tell me when you became interested in gardening?
Well, I was always interested in wildflowers. And then in 1980, I read Margrave Fish's book, Cottage Garden Flowers, which is full of practical advice and personal opinions. But I was reading about plants that I didn't know. So I started to read as much as I could and get different writers' advice. I also used to visit Kew Gardens a lot. That was when we lived in Harrow, West London. I learned a lot from my visits. By the way, Dorset is one of England's three most beautiful towns, the other two being Wiltshire and Somerset. You must know that. I'm often invited to give talks to biology students in colleges.
Yes, certainly. That's why I came here. Now, what was your first garden like?
It was a very tiny piece of land, which came with my house in Harrow, Western London.
Do you grow many plants yourself?
I don't grow many plants from seeds, but I have several friends and we often give each other plants. My garden is a place which often reminds me of so many people through the plants they've given me.
Mrs. Winfield, thank you very much for allowing me to visit your wonderful garden. It really helps me a lot to write an article on Dorset Gardens for our paper. Now, I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Yes, sure.
Could you tell me when you became interested in gardening?
Well, I was always interested in wildflowers. And then in 1980, I read Margrave Fish's book, Cottage Garden Flowers, which is full of practical advice and personal opinions. But I was reading about plants that I didn't know. So I started to read as much as I could and get different writers' advice. I also used to visit Kew Gardens a lot. That was when we lived in Harrow, West London. I learned a lot from my visits. By the way, Dorset is one of England's three most beautiful towns, the other two being Wiltshire and Somerset. You must know that. I have biology students in colleges.
Yes, certainly. That's why I came here. Now, what was your first garden like?
It was a very tiny piece of land, which came with my house in Harrow, Western London.
Do you grow many plants yourself?
I don't grow many plants from seeds, but I have several friends and we often give each other plants. My garden is a place which often reminds me of so many people through the plants they've given me.
Now, you have 2 minutes to complete the question.